With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A woman pleads guilty in the grand court to bigamy. She admitted to the court that she married a woman in 2023 while still being legally married to her husband. A social inquiry report has been ordered before sentencing on July 10th. Bigamy carries a maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison. It's been 1 year since the National Coalition for Caymanians administration took over, and one of their biggest issues is tackling the skyrocketing cost of living, particularly with regards to fuel, prompting the team to announce a three-phase plan to lower energy costs and support families. Finance Minister, the Honorable Rolston Anglin.
So we're very, very proud of the fact that we're not only addressing cost of living, but we're also looking at the long term and ensuring that Caymanian families enjoy lower fuel bills.
Starting next month, import duty on all fuel types will be waived for 4 months, and both power companies have agreed to cap the residential electricity fuel cost charge at 18 cents. Mr. Anglin says after the 4 months, his government will, quote, reassess to see if the program should be extended. Phase two.
We're going to be working with Island Energy and CUC on targeting vulnerable Caymanian families who need to have their roofs foamed in. We know that in doing that, you can see reductions in your CUC and Island Energy bills for up to 30%. That is material long-term benefit.
And phase three focuses on the long term, with government taking, quote, concrete steps to scale solar energy generation across the islands, reducing dependence on fossil fuels, and insulating Cayman's energy system from, quote, geopolitical shocks, and transitioning to cleaner, more sustainable power. You can find the NCFC's Meaningful Momentum Year One Roundup online at gov.ky/publications. And the local poultry industry could be getting a boost with a new abattoir. The Department of Agriculture has issued a request for quotations, looking for vendors that are capable of the supply and delivery of a containerized poultry abattoir, cold storage, cold delivery, and packaging facility. It will be located at the Department of Agriculture's site off Agricola Drive in Lower Valley. The successful bidder will need to deliver an abattoir that should be set up as a, quote, plug-and-play design with minimal on-site installation with connections to on-site power, high-pressure potable water, and a wastewater treatment system. The tender closes on June 10th, and you can learn more by heading to government's Bonfire Hub procurement website. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The Philippines Justice Department has ordered the arrest of a senator wanted by the International Criminal Court. Ronald De La Rosa, a former national police chief, is accused of co-conspiring to kill 32 drug users. He disappeared last week following a shooting incident inside the Senate. Deportation proceedings are underway for hundreds of activists taken to an Israeli prison after the IDF intercepted their boats in international waters near Cyprus. They'd been hoping to bring aid to Gaza. In a video that's caused an international outcry, an Israeli minister heckled the campaigners as Israeli forces manhandled them and forced them to kneel in stress positions. Pakistan's powerful military chief is reported to be visiting Tehran to try to mediate peace efforts between Iran and the US. Iranian state media said Asim Munir would continue consultations with senior officials. Asian markets have surged on the back of strong tech results. They've been boosted by renewed optimism in the AI sector. China has condemned Washington's treatment of Cuba. It comes after the Trump administration filed murder charges against the former president and revolutionary leader Raul Castro. Ghana says there's been a delay to the repatriation of hundreds of its citizens from South Africa. They've been asked to come home after anti-immigration protests and intimidation. The Ebola outbreak in Congo has caused the DRC to cancel a World Cup training camp and farewell to fans in the capital Kinshasa. The rare strain in the East is believed to have killed more than 130 people. A satirical Indian political group known as the Cockroach Junta Party has attracted more than 14 million followers on Instagram. The party was formed online after India's Chief Justice allegedly compared some unemployed young people to cockroaches. BBC News.